We're doing the Ran, the 10th speech. We're up to page Shinayin Vav in the Masada of Kuk edition. I'm starting the paragraph again. V'lazeh ha'inyan be'atzmo, the idea that Hashem does not want our destruction, kiven Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, b'smichot zot ha'parsha. That's what Moshe was intending when he said, V'ata Yisrael ma'ashem lokecha shoel mimach. Moshe says to the people, what is Hashem asking you? Klomar, she'af al pi shishchatem v'itavtem, even though you've been destructive, enenu rotze b'ashchatatchem, Hashem doesn't want your destruction. What's Hashem asking? All he's saying is, I want you to be God-fearing people. Moshe tells them, I want you to know, we've just recounted our 40-year history in the desert, and the different punishments you received, they weren't, every time you were punished, it wasn't to punish you. The point was to bring you to that point to be a God-fearing person. That's what the verse says. I want you to know, Moshe says, that just as a person punishes his child, that's how Hashem punished you. And we discussed last week that sometimes a child does something that's extraordinarily bad, but by punishing him, you'll get nowhere. So then you don't punish him. You're not punishing him because of what he did. You're punishing him because of where you want him to go. How will I help him go in the right direction? V'dimyon zehu, this is similar to the following. Ki Hashem yitparach shomer b'musaro otanu shnei dvarim kasher yishmerem ha'av b'yasro bno. There are two points that Hashem, so to speak, focuses on when he punishes us, just like a parent who punishes a child. The first intention is, shelo yanisheu lolam b'mosoro onesh sheyeshave ledavar shechata bo. He doesn't punish him for eternity. A parent that punishes a child, his point is to punish for what's wrong, but he's not interested in punishing for eternity. Ki im chatach et mavet lo imitenu, v'im chatach et ru'il alkoto lo elkenu b'shevet kedei rishato, aval lolam yeonesh pachot ma'advar shazadanav. If a child does something that he deserves to be killed, a parent doesn't kill him. If a child does something that he deserves to be beaten up, a parent doesn't beat him. You always make the punishment less, because you're not interested in punishing. You always make the punishment what? The minimum you have to for the child to learn the lesson. But it's not that the punishment really fits the crime. Sometimes the crime would mean that the child should get a very severe punishment. So what? I told you guys, I was playing with one of the kids. They hit me with a bat. For the next 3 years, I was undergoing surgery. It cost me close to 20,000 shekel. But the kid was joking around. The kid wasn't careful enough, but they didn't mean to hit me with the bat. A bat. The kid hit me with a toy bat, but it was enough to cause a tremendous infection, to destroy a root canal, and to cause me to have to undergo three surgeries afterwards in the gums. And so what? And when it happened, the way I felt the pain, it's the second time I had to have these surgeries, the way I felt the pain, I knew that's it, I'm done. I have a long road ahead of me now. And I didn't say a word to the kid. I don't even remember which kid it was. I don't remember. Because the kid didn't mean to do it. We were playing around. The kid should have been slightly more careful. I should have been more careful. And fine, so the kid did something wrong. Do they deserve to get over the head? I walked away from the room. My wife took one look at my face and said, "What happened?" I said, "We got a problem now." She said, "Which kid?" I said, "What difference does it make which kid did it? It's not, they didn't mean to do it. They don't deserve to be punished. Ah, they did something that to me is a big deal." Okay, but they didn't, you know. You're not punishing the kid in accordance with what they did wrong. You're punishing the kid if you have to, if it's going to achieve the right results. Vasheniu, and the second thing is, she'ena onish manish adam etno mechuvan be'atzmo, aval hu la'ishir etno. The point of a punishment is not the punishment. The point of the punishment is to guide the child. So we said two things. Number one, you give the minimum punishment you have to in order to guide him correctly. It doesn't fit the crime. It's not there is no correlation really between the gravity of what one does wrong and the punishment they received. There's a correlation between the punishment and what it takes to get the kid to be in the right path. And number two is that the punishment is not an end by itself. It's a means to get the kid on the right path. If a parent sees that a kid really regrets what they did wrong and they're not going to do it again, he won't punish him. I'll tell you something I do with the little kids. if the kid does something really naughty, and we tell him not to, let's say a two-year-old or a three-year-old, they keep throwing dishes off the table, or they do something that they really have to learn not to do. Let's say the kid knocks their little brother off the bed. So that's dangerous. You know, so you knock a kid off a bed, you have to pray the kid lands right. It's dangerous. So you tell the kid, don't do that. I'm warning you, you're not supposed to do that. And you reach the point where the two-year-old or the three-year-old needs to get a patch. They need to get hit. So what I do is I take the kid into a room and I put him over my lap and I say, I am so sorry you're going to have to get a patch. I really, really feel bad and it's going to hurt you and I really don't want to do it. And I'm so sad. I am so sad. It's such a sad thing that you're going to get a patch. Oh no, you're going to get a patch. This is terrible. I can't believe it. Oh no. And the child is over my lap and then I just touch their rear end, just a tap. And the child bursts into tears. Oh, they go wailing. Why? Because they don't have to. There's no point in the child suffering. I want the message to get across, right? The point is the child should understand they did something wrong. They shouldn't do it again. But there's a point that the child has to feel the pain of a slap, and then they'll go crying. Okay, this works when the child is 2 years old, 3 years old, but you'd be surprised. Even when the child's 9 and 10, sometimes the explosion, if you can make an explosion and show you're really upset, so then that carries enough weight. That your reaction can be much less if you've had an impressionable reaction. If a parent suddenly jumps up out of the table and yells, and I can't believe you did that. You're crazy. What's wrong? You run after the kid. The kid, oh, I can't. Okay. Say there. If you can put on the externals enough, so then you've impressed the kid. They're not going to do it again, right? Yes. I'm sorry. You have to realize you can't do this too often, right? Yeah. If you do too often, you're going to harm the kid. Not only loses the effect. What are you doing to the kid psychologically? I'm saying that you can't do that. I'm saying when necessary. I think each kid got it twice in their lifetime. Some of the kids never in their lifetime. It's not something you could do on a daily basis. Yeah.
I think it's a beautiful mashal when you're learning how you punish or how you teach, right? Teach a lesson to a kid. But if you look at the world, right, and this idea of onesh and sechar and the world, and the world relates to the whole world, the big scheme of things. This, how I'm taking this run, and how I'm able to understand this, only helps me understand my relation to the Borei Olam.
Wait, he's in the middle of the thought. He didn't finish yet. He's talking about a specific period in Jewish history and what their Bon Shalom did at that period. We're in a process. Aval yismach b'sheino tzich la'alkoto. A parent is happy when they don't have to hit the kid. I can tell you that that's 100% true. If you can get away without it, you're happy. The last thing you want to do is hit the kid. Ken musar Hashem itbach imanu noeg berushna dvorim b'shaveh. That's how Hashem, when He chastises us, you have these two components equally. Ha'echad, firstly, sheino manish adam lo'olam onesh shaveh l'chatav. Hashem never punishes us in accordance with what we've done wrong. Kmo shekatuv, as the verse says, lo chachateinu asalanu v'lo chavonoteinu gomal aleinu. Hashem never really punishes us the amount that we deserve for what we've done wrong. V'amar Ezra, we find in Ezra, he says, ki ata lukim chasachta lemetim avoneinu v'natat lanu pleita kazot. Hashem, you held back the staff from hitting us in accordance with our transgressions. And look, you've given us a way out like this. And anyone who's a parent knows that that's what you want. Vasheni, and the second point is, Shena onesh haba min Hashem yitbarach al bnei adam mechuvan latzmo. And secondly, there's no goal to punish. It's not an end. Aval ha'ishir otam u lagen al achim shlo ilmedu m'maseim. Sometimes it's to get the guy in the right path. Sometimes it's to ensure that others don't learn from him. Ki ha'onesh mitzad atzmo inenu dvar meshubach. Punishment is not something praiseworthy. If punishment were a proper thing, the Torah wouldn't have to warn you about punishment. You did it, you got it. Kama shekatuv, the verse says, lo tikom velo tito. Don't take revenge. Don't bear a grudge. If it's such a good thing to take revenge, So then the Torah should have let us take revenge as well. Aval tetzaveh ba'asiyatan. So you see the idea that it's not a good thing to take revenge. But then why is Hashem described as vengeful? Hashem is described as taking revenge. He says that's not a description that Hashem has an ideal to take revenge, but rather the Torah is telling you when Hashem punishes or, so to speak, takes revenge, there are positive things that come out of it. And he's going to explain, we're a little bit out of time, should we? That's why our sages gave us a rule. The Talmud says, nothing evil comes from heaven. Nothing that's intrinsically evil comes from heaven. Ah, wait. So then what about the bad that we see in the world? Whatever you see coming from Hashem is pushing things in the direction of good. Hashem's purpose is to push the world in a good direction. Ah, sometimes pushing the world in a good direction is painful. That's true. But the purpose of everything is to push in the right direction.
So if Hashem punishes a person in this world, that's the direction. It's not because he's saying, you did this, I'll show you, I'll do that.
No, there's no such concept in heaven. Sometimes it's to help a person straighten himself. And if a person doesn't agree, so then sometimes it's to ensure that others don't learn from him. He's in the middle of a thought. He's not yet done. But we're out of time. So
I'm confused by what he's saying, because he switches from